People in southern Turkey are marking a year since earthquakes there killed more than 50,000 people and left more than 3 million without safe housing. Turkey's president has promised nearly 320,000 homes would be ready by now. NPR's Peter Kenyon went to one of the hardest hit cities and brings back this report.
47-year-old Emine Tarinca is living in a plastic container in a chilly camp in Antakya. After her house was destroyed last winter, she traveled with her husband and sons looking for shelter and work. She says she's hanging on day to day.
To be frank, life is not that easy here because we lived in big rooms before the earthquake and after. We came to this narrow container and I am sick. I went to the hospital today. I'm having a hard time breathing. I feel my heart beating fast, so today I am outside.
I met 19-year-old Nuriye at one of Antakya's farmers markets. She says her family house was classified as only lightly damaged on February 6th, but she doesn't feel safe there.
Well, I don't feel great about the situation. If another earthquake happens, our two-story house will likely collapse. They say it's lightly damaged, but still we're scared. I don't think the columns are sturdy. We have a tent outside the house. When it shakes, we go outside.
Nuriye's family went to Nevşehir in central Anatolia. She wasn't sure what she'd find when they returned, but now that she's seen Antakya, she doesn't think she can stay.
I used to hang out with friends. There were all sorts of places on these old Antakya streets, cultural activities. Now it's all gone. We are in bad shape. To be frank, I want to leave here. I want to go.
In the months after the earthquake, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan promised to rebuild some 650,000 homes, 319,000 of them in the first year. That timetable now looks unrealistic. I noticed some new buildings on the drive into Antakya, but here in the city center, heavy machinery is still demolishing apartment blocks. A report from Erdogan's office last spring put the overall cost of the earthquake at more than $103 billion. Independent economists put the cost at some $150 billion over a five-year period. Some critics worry about both the pace and quality of the reconstruction. Mustafa Özcelik, head of the Turkish Chamber of Architects, points out that this one-year rapid reconstruction push doesn't even include the heavily damaged city center. He also says the government should have built better temporary housing for people instead of opting for permanent housing, which takes longer to build. The effort so far, he says, doesn't come close to meeting the need.
They're building 40,000 houses. The need is for 290,000. They should have built good temporary housing. People are living miserable lives in shipping containers because there's no way they can quickly deliver so many permanent buildings.
Had they done things properly, Özcelik says, they would have had more time to analyze what went wrong last year and how to prevent it from happening again. Instead, he says, the new houses run the same risk of being built without proper safety inspections, which he refers to as audits, because the government farmed that crucial job out to the private sector.
So the government may be in charge, but the problem is the company doing the audit is a private, for-profit firm. The work they do is a public responsibility, but their main focus is to make a profit.
Meanwhile, experts point to other looming problems, not least in Turkey's largest city, Istanbul, where officials say an estimated 90,000 structures are at risk of collapse in the event of a major earthquake. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.